UW Stevens Point sophomore David Murray says that where he grew up in Jackson, Mississippi, the public schools didn't quite measure up to Wisconsin standards. Murray moved to Kenosha during high school and saw the difference. He also struggled with low grades. But Murray, who is black, says he's grateful the university looked at his entire background when it considered his application.
They saw that I had potential, even though I had a 16 on my ACT. Wow, you know, but that didn't matter because I had other talents that combat that. I could sing and I did theater and I had other motivation that they saw in me other than my GPA in high school, other than my ACT score.
Murray says he got straight A's and B's his freshman year and currently has a 3.5 GPA. Randy McEllows of Madison says the trouble with the subjective enrollment policy is that it fuels the idea that not everyone has an equal shot at getting into the UW. McEllows' son is on the wait list for the UW-Madison, even though he's a National Honor Society member, has taken advanced placement courses, is an Eagle Scout, and works a paper route.
As people apply to the UW-Madison or to the UW, for guy's sakes, don't have the perception, much less the reality, that some people have a thumb on the scale.
McEllows says his son was accepted to three other schools and will likely attend one of them. The Board of Regents will consider comments from yesterday's forum as it weighs any changes to its proposed system-wide enrollment policy. The board will likely vote on the plan at its next meeting in a couple weeks. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.